This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Okay, hello and welcome to another episode of Safety FM with Jay Allen. I hope everything is good and grand in your neck of the woods on this Tuesday, July the 23rd. So let's start talking about everything that's going on because we have a very special episode inspired by Todd Conklin's book, Simple Revolutionary Acts. We will explore some of the simple yet powerful ideas to revitalize yourself in your workplace. These ideas are practical and easy to implement, yet can make a significant impact on how we think, feel, and interact with work. So let's dive into these revolutionary acts that can transform our work lives. Let's start with revolutionizing the way we think and feel about work. First act is always to choose positive solutions. Now, this might sound simple, but incredibly powerful. When given two options, always pick the one that's the most positive. The mindset that can lead to forward to moving direction in every workplace interaction, starting with yes, can create momentum that leads into better outcomes. For example, instead of saying, we can do this because we don't have enough resources, try saying, yes, we can do this if we have the right resources. It's about framing your thoughts positively. Next, let's talk about kindness. Imagine a workplace where everyone concisely tries to build the self-esteem of every person they encounter. This might seem as a small act, but if we can do this, it can have a huge impact into you and your organization. For instance, taking a moment to thank a colleague for their hard work or offering the kind words during a stressful day can boost morale and improve relationship. Kindness can truly be revolutionary act if in today's workplace where stress and pressure often dominate. Now, let's focus on interaction with others. One of the key points from Todd's book is that everything in your workplace happens through conversation. By realizing the importance of simple acts of talking and listening, you can create significant changes in the workplace. Effective communication is the cornerstone of successful and happy workplaces. Think about the last time you had a meaningful conversation with a colleague. How did it make you feel? How did it impact the work and conversations built through trust, understanding, and cooperation? Another important act is to perceive more about the world and the people you are working with than perceive about you. This means paying attention to nonverbal cues and body language. For example, noticing a colleague's body language during a meeting can give you insights into their thoughts and feelings. Are they leaning in, showing interest, or crossing their arms, indicating discomfort? The deeper understanding can help you navigate your workplace more effectively and building stronger relationships. Moving on, how we can manage our work, Todd suggests being courageous. Sometimes you need to pretend to be brave until you actually feel brave. This might sound strange, but it works. For example, if you're nervous about presenting in a meeting, act like you're confident. Over time, the behavior becomes a habit and you'll actually start feeling more confident. Practice taking risk, low consequences situations to build your confidence for bigger challenges. Remember, bravery is a skill that can be developed with practice. Another critical point is to decide what you want and then make a plan. Think about where you want to end up. Work backwards to create your plan. Strategic thinking can help navigate your career and personal growth more effectively. For instance, if you have a goal is to become a team leader, think about the skills and experience that you need to get there. Then start taking the steps towards acquiring the skills and experience. This is clarity and directions are invaluable. Think about that. Let's talk about managing our bosses. Aggressively managing your boss' expectation of your behavior, performance, and worldview can give you much control over you on how you manage or being managed. Set clear expectations and communicate openly to create a more effective working relationship. For example, if you need some time to complete a project, communicate this early rather than waiting until your deadline. Proactive communication helps manage expectations and reduces stress. Lastly, let's touch on a fun one. Work and dance like nobody's watching. There's something powerful about moving joyfully through your workplace. It can inspire others to create a more positive, energetic environment. And don't be afraid of bringing your whole self to work, including your passions and your quirks. For instance, if you love music, maybe start a casual lunchtime jam session. The small acts of joy can transform to the workplace culture overall. Think about that. These are just a few of the revolutionary acts that Todd Conkle's book, Simple Revolutionary Acts, talk about. Implementing these simple changes can lead to a more fulfilling and enjoyable work experience. So let's share a personal story. There was a time when I felt stuck in a routine at work, feeling unmotivated and disconnected. I decided to try some of these revolutionary acts, like choosing a positive solution and being kind. Over time, I noticed a significant change in my attitude and atmosphere at work, and it really worked. So let's go ahead and wrap this up. Remember that change doesn't have to be drastic. Sometimes the smallest acts can lead to the biggest changes, whether it's a kind word, a positive mindset, or a courageous step. These simple revolutionary acts can make a huge difference. I challenge you to pick up one act from today's episode and try it out in your workplace. Observe the changes and let me know how it goes. You can reach out to us on social media or through our website at safetyfm.com. Thank you for joining me for today's episode of Safety FM with me. Let's start a revolution in our workplace today. Stay safe and stay kind and stay revolutionary. This has been Jay Allen signing off here on Safety FM. Let's do it again here in the near future.
Opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.